It's time for another therapy-like conversation with psychiatric nurse practitioner and licensed psychotherapist, Allison Page. Each week, Allison discusses practices to guide you toward better emotional well-being, while shedding light on the stigma of emotional care for active, functional people. Stay tuned for a relatable insight into navigating our way through and around life's inevitable roadblocks. Therapy Light is brought to you by Trail Talk, located in Park City, Utah. Visit our website at trailtalkpc.com for more information. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Therapy Light. Today we will be speaking with Allison Page about her model of care called Therapy Light. Bring me up to speed a little bit, Allison. Can you tell me about Therapy Light?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's a beautiful day here in Park City again today. Therapy Light is, I coined it light because I want to shed light on the stigma of emotional care for active, functional people. That's the community we're living in right now. And it's really our way of trying to take away the fear of asking for emotional support. And so this model is really my approach to care, and I call it a model of care. Being a nurse since 1980, I just think in those terms. I think in terms of wellness instead of illness. And so I am hoping to move and encourage more people to take care of their emotional selves like they do their physical selves.
That's a pretty interesting theory on it. So do you use this model of Therapy Light with all of your patients?
I do, on and off the couch. It's not necessary that we walk and talk, because I do have some clients that are avid exercisers or they work outside a lot, so they really would prefer to be in an office. And so a lot of my clients were in and out of the office. It's great to have an office on cold, blustery days, and it's great to be outside. So some of my clients, we were never in the office. It really just depends on what the person's issues are, what we're working on in particular, what kind of therapy we're using, whether or not they need the container of an office or intense privacy. So we do have privacy out on the trail. I'm very cognizant of that. But Therapy Light is a model of care that really focuses on the key term these days is mind-body integration. I like to say it helps people connect their heads back on their body, and it affords equal attention to their minds as well as our bodies. In this community in particular, we take a lot of care of our bodies. There's a lot of athletes, there's a lot of D1 college athletes. I mean, it's just a very athletic community. We slay our bodies, and at the same time, we neglect our emotional health, so there's a lot of relationship problems.
Absolutely. So could you give me an example of how you would integrate Therapy Light into one of your sessions?
Okay, well, I actually, when I see clients, being a nurse, I weave a lot of what's called psychoeducation into my practice. So I like people to understand what we're doing, where we're going, as well as have them participate fully in where is it that you want to go? What do you want to work on? And so Therapy Light, the model of care, I really describe it in terms of metaphors. I use a lot of metaphors in how I teach. I actually have put them into graphics now. And my main metaphor is that starts the whole process of understanding this model is that we come home to the true you. And coming home to the true you, I use a house. And as I build the house with a client, them being their own house, coming home to that true you, I integrate how our lifestyle choices affect our bodies, and how we treat our bodies affects our mind. So I, at the same time as I'm talking about what are the relationship issues you may be dealing with, or what's this anxiety about, I also bring it right back into their body. What's happening to you biologically? What are you doing on a day-to-day basis to fuel yourself? What are you doing? Are you moving in the sun? Are you exercising? What do you do for downtime? So I really look at those, and I call them my four structural beams of the house, and they're really functional boundaries. So my model of care really weaves in physical health with mental health, because it's really just one.
And this model of therapy light, have you just recently integrated that into your practice?
No, I've been doing it. I just hadn't named it, and I really wanted to. I think in pictures. I teach in pictures. I like to use metaphors, and it seems to work well for most of my clients. I can't draw very well, so I'm doing stick figures mm-hmm. all the time. And I use a house for a metaphor. I use a bicycle. I have a term I use called an emotional Sherpa, and it's really related to what we do. This community is very outdoor oriented. We hike, we bike, we're in the woods a lot, and I really try to use what we're all familiar with to explain how our minds and bodies work together.
That's a really, really interesting point that you're bringing up. Have you noticed that your clients are responding better to this method of care, this therapy light, than you may have previously noticed with other models of care that you see around town?
Well, I don't know. I know from my own experience of going to therapy and then being in healthcare for so long and knowing the stigma that, you know, just clouds people's access to emotional care. I know it can take people 10 years before they'll address an issue of mood. If they have some depression or anxiety, it takes a long time for someone to make that phone call because there's a lot of fear around that. And so the idea of adding the word light is like, we're shedding light, but we're also trying to lighten up and realize that we all suffer from the human condition. We all come into our marriages or into relationships with our family of origin baggage. You know, a lot of times we come in into our relationships and we don't know the messages that are driving our self-esteem. And so what I want to do is really make people think about emotional care like physical care. You got to get tune-ups, you know? It's like you got to go to the dentist, you got to get your teeth clean, you got to go get your preventive health care, and we don't hesitate. We've all become very accustomed to early intervention as far as our bodies go, and I want to really make emotional care the same way. Why should it be any different? That mental health parity issue that's been going on for years, I think it's time for us to stand up and say, mental health care is not just for extreme cases. We all could benefit from emotional help.
And you mentioned extreme cases, and I know as an experienced psychology person that I definitely would think of, you know, therapy in terms of what you just mentioned. So do you find yourself seeing a wide variety of people? Do you see a lot of men and children and people of all ages?
Well, I think that trying to create this, I mean, this model of care that I'm encouraging or I use in my therapy practice feels less clinical, and so I am finding that more men are reaching out and saying, you know what, I've got something I need to talk to someone about. Just not real interested in sitting on a couch. A lot of people have never done therapy, and so they have kind of some old ideas about what it is. It's not laying on a couch like we see in the cartoons with Freud, you know? And so it can be pretty intimidating for someone to walk in and sit on a couch, talk to a stranger. And so what I'm trying to do is open the door, get people in, but actually I'm open the door to the outdoors, and we may meet in the office at the first visit. Sometimes if someone comes into the office and I can tell they really are uncomfortable with eye contact, it's like, let's go outside, let's walk, and I want to hear your story. And it can just add a level of comfort to say, okay, I think I can do this. And it's just really just, let's take the door off that. It's not the privacy, it's the mystery. There's no mystery. We all have things we need to talk about or we want to talk about. So I'm trying to take away that fear, make it more approachable, accessible, acceptable.
Just talking to you right now, Allison, makes me realize that, you know, all my friends and I really have no problem when we're talking about our workout plan that day or a certain injury that one of us may have sustained. You know, all of that seems very normal. And I really like the idea that you're relating emotional care and mental health to that same aspect of, you know, conversation.
I definitely think, when I think of the stigma that you're talking about, I think of, pull up your bootstraps. I think of when I was a kid, my dad and my friends telling me to deal with it. And even, myself saying, buck up, I can do this. Just the conception of meeting with a therapist and getting couch time, as you mentioned back in the old days, can, it sometimes relates to me being crazy or weak. If I go in and see a therapist, my girlfriend's going to say, I knew you were crazy, stuff like that.
That's so true. Yeah.
It's just easy to ignore. It's easy to avoid. And I can definitely understand how Therapy Light, your new model of care and everything that Trail Talk is based on. I now understand how it is more acceptable. It is, very approachable, but is it really affordable?
Well, let me ask you, how much are your relationships worth? So we can talk in terms of dollars, or we can talk in terms of long-term health. And if you think about the amount of money we put into healthcare, taking care of our bodies, getting personal trainers, getting massages, buying supplements, using alcohol as a way to self-medicate, things that we're doing to either self-soothe or to mood state change. So I ask you, what does affordable mean to you? And I think you ought to just try calling one of our trailheads and asking to see a Trail Talk therapist and consider taking your first step towards better emotional health. And then you can decide how affordable it is.
I think that's something that myself as well as all of our listeners need to consider. But I do want to, thank you, Allison, for this great insight on your model of care. I'd like to ask all of you to tune in next week, where we will be talking about one of the metaphors that we briefly discussed today, and that is what it means to come home to the true you. Again, this is Therapy Light with Allison Page. Forward to speaking with you again next week. Thank you for your time, and happy trails, Allison.
Thank you. Thank you, audience, for listening today, and happy trails to you as well.